Several years ago, Jackson Stell had a change of heart, a big change of heart. The hip-hop producer decided to focus on writing and singing.
My family, for the most part, all lives in Massachusetts and New England areas. So they came out to the show that I did in Boston, and they're still like trying to wrap their heads around the fact that I'm singing, because growing up, I never sang. I mean, I've always, for the most part, been a pretty quiet person, but especially with music, it was like I was just all about production.
Stell had gone by Jay Beats. Now he's Big Wild.
I guess the inspiration behind it was when I first traveled to California. When I was, I want to say about 5 years ago, I went to Big Sur, and it was kind of at a moment in my life where I was making a big change. And I just want to embody that spirit of adventurousness, of being curious. And the name Big Wild just seemed to fit, and it stuck with me ever since.
Singles by Big Wild have been streamed in the millions on Spotify. Live shows are packed, and he's out now with an album, Super Dream. Jackson Stell says that being Big Wild is helping him be truer to himself.
Because I was getting into singing, it was a really good opportunity to start to really share who I am, which can be difficult when you're just producing. And I wanted the songs to be based on things I actually knew about that I could really relate to, rather than try and talk about something superficially.
There's a sound ringing in my head. Golden faces dancing in the sand.
As an example of a song that's rooted in my life, Purple Sand is a really good representation. The name itself comes from this beach at Big Sur called Pfeiffer Beach, which was just this, like, lavender sand, and it was really pretty. The sun was just this brilliant, like, yellow gold, and there's this sea mist, like, spray in the air, and it felt so right that it felt like home. It kind of has a double meaning, because it's a love song too. It's a love for two things. It's a love for the West Coast and California, and how I just like really fell head over heels for the natural beauty and wanting to make this big move in my life. But at the same time, I was also making that move because she was my girlfriend at the time and now my fiance. So far from the ones I know, that's my family. So close to the one I love was my girlfriend, now fiance. As I was going over these songs and kind of telling my story, I was coming across some things that were just naturally, like, I don't want to necessarily say sad, but like just things I struggle with. Just a few examples, like Maker is about this period in my life about 5 years ago now, I guess, when I was diagnosed with thyroid cancer, and I had a few surgeries, and it just kind of threw, I had a little bit of like an existential, not crisis, but just was thinking a lot about my own death and whatnot. And as I was upheaving a lot of these things, that I realized I didn't just want to make a sad song and just leave it at that. For me personally, I think it was important for me to write about, yeah, struggles and challenges I've had, but offer or put a like positive focus on it.
Such a problem.
And then as I was realizing this, I wanted to reflect that in the live show and just really, more importantly than anything, like when people listen to the album and when they see the show, it's just to feel good and feel empowered in any way. That ended up turning into like my goal.
Jackson Stell, his debut album as Big Wild is called Super Dream.